Pints and Pies Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Pies Podcast. Tights and Pies.
Tides of Fights, wrestling, we are a podcast, wrestling. I'm not going to do any more of it.
I'm so happy.
I'm back.
I haven't heard that in forever.
I know.
It's good to see you, Daddy Hal.
It's good to be back.
No, the three of peoples.
I know, we did it.
The Trinity is joined together.
Last week, I love Mijo Starr more than anything in the whole wide world.
But
I wish
y'all too.
I wish y'all were there for that.
Yeah,
I wish y'all were
Joe.
There for some Joe Starr.
I love Joe.
Yeah.
He loves you. He loves both of you.
I wish I could have been there to hang out with Joe, but also I missed... Both of you, I was dreadfully sick.
I know.
I'm glad you're back upright.
Everyone came back sick from DragonCon. They got to figure it out.
Oh!
Touching hands all day, man.
First,
hands are gross.
First a fever. Fever breaks. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, I'll go back to work. Coughing like crazy. I go to see my allergist, the Latino Dracula, as I call him.
Ooh.
And he goes like, cough for me. And I cough for him and he goes, you have an infection.
Oh, I love that.
What medicine do you take?
Your
and
doctor
then he bit me in the neck.
Shit. Yeah.
I want you to meet him now.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
I have a picture in my mind. He looks like a grown up Eddie Munster.
Yeah, that's kind of mixed with a little bit of Gomez.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But I like the idea of him biting in the neck to drain the infection. He's like, I don't want
to
eat your blood. It's disgusting.
Put in a Z pack. So I'm like, all right, I'll get a Z pack. I won't go back to work like I did yesterday.
Yeah.
This is Monday. Tuesday, I go into the doctor. Then that night, I'm like, boy, why is my eye, like, my eye's just so crusty? Like, and then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, this
conjunctivitis.
Is pink eye. Conjunctivitis. Went to the, like, just so many doctors. Not all of this to say I'm back. Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling and my illnesses with the sincerity and hilarity that they deserve. I'm Hunter Hearst Helmsley Lublin.
Wow.
That's a good one, right?
That's good.
Or were you talking the illness thing?
No. I'd stopped thinking about your pink eye, and I was just listening to you speak.
I've never stopped thinking
about
your pink eye.
I did wash my hands. I did not, like, people are like, would you poop in your own eye?
Yeah, because that's the funny way to get it.
I know.
Is you do something with poop.
And it doesn't help that I'm always making fun of Philly for horse poop.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's all full circle.
I tried to eat poop with my eye.
Oh, man. That's not how you do it. It's not how you do it. You got no teeth there.
I know.
That's not what the teeth are.
Now you tell me.
Jesus.
Where were you 2 weeks ago, for goodness sake?
The failure is surely mine.
Yes, it's on your shoulders. Anyway, one of the two people you just heard was the whole Dan show, Danielle Radford.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fantastic. That's
yeah.
And thank you.
The other one, my favorite non-Philadelphia Eagle, Mike Eagle.
Okay. That makes
sense
true. Coming from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
He's from Philadelphia, if you didn't know.
If the horse poop didn't give it away.
Hot tip. If the horse poop wasn't a tip, the conjunctivitis certainly would have told you. I'm from the city of brotherly love.
Oh, shit.
I can say that. Hey, why don't we talk about some wrestling?
Okay, nah. That's probably a good idea.
Let's start with somebody.
We're just catching up on air.
Because
we haven't seen each other
for a while.
Right? The second biggest return happened this week, after me, of course, mm-hmm. was Neville returning to the ring with his original name, Pac.
Now, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
Yes.
I actually have one really big question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why Dragon Gate, of all places?
Because of the money that they offer.
Yeah, but are we in the universe now where Dragon Gate is offering him more money than New Japan? Is that the world we're living in?
Well, he's not going to be. I haven't read, because I want to like watch. I haven't had a chance to watch the match yet, so I don't want to read anything. But he's not exclusive to Dragon Gate, right?
I can't imagine.
I think he just maybe was around. And maybe he had already. Maybe it's like because it's with people he's worked with a shit ton before.
Mm-hmm.
And they reignited one of their old kind of programmy bits or whatever. So it was like a nostalgia thing.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's the value I didn't see.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, because right, my understanding, because I didn't know, I love the indies. I wasn't as into the indies when someone like a Pac would have been on them. So I'm kind of catching up on that history.
Are we going to have to really call him Pac?
Yes, nigga. I'm so sorry.
Hey.
I know. It's so confusing. There's already an ex-Pac.
There's already a regular Pac and a wrestling Pac. You can't have another Pac.
There's two Pac, X-Pac, Pac. There's too many Pacs.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, so I believe that this is like a storyline and folks that he worked for before he went to NXT. Okay. And that's specifically why this is happening. I could be wrong. You guys will certainly correct me.
You are the expert, Danielle.
Yes. I like that you were checking in with me on it. Like, right. Al, is that right? What can you tell us about his deal with Dragon Gate? I was like, oh.
Oh,
where do I start?
Have you heard the dragons have gates now? Let's start there.
His job is to make sure that the lock is secure so the dragon doesn't get out. Very important job. Very important. Big money. Big money there. Let's go to Raw, which started with Dean Ambrose reaffirming his allegiance to the Shield and three really strong one-on-one matches with Dolph, Braun, and Drew versus each individual Hound of Justice. I still don't think that the Shield are baby faces. And look, it was a great. This is the most disappointing part for me. I loved Dean's promo, and I loved all the vignettes with him throughout the show, where he was more and more frustrated. But what I hate the most is that I'm conditioned as a fan at this point to know that means he's not going anywhere. That they're not going to do that. That they're trying to drum up interest so that you'll watch the Super Show, the Good Day Mate Super Show. And hope that now there's a story. Will he turn on them?
He will not. It makes me want to watch it less.
Whoa.
Really?
The opposite effect.
Really?
Why is that?
Because I don't, you're never going to top that first Shield betrayal moment. It is never going to happen. No. And so any other time they're teasing a breakup or whatever, it's like, okay, that's cool, but you're never going to top that moment. So for me, I think the value is in keeping them together.
Now, I agree with you. My first counterpoint is that I like 2 weeks in a row, I've liked Raw because it's had a story, right. You know?
I knew so you were going to be really excited.
I am really excited that like there's character development. Yeah. Hey, I'm here for it. But also this, I have a sneaking, dirty, disgusting, hopeful sensation. It's an awful thing.
Oh, no.
Smelly spark of life.
Oh, your heart's feeling warm.
Because I feel like this might be a giant misdirection so that somebody else can turn heel.
Well, that's what they did the last time, was that Dean... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You get to feel how I feel every week.
The enormous lettuce.
I'm so happy for you that you get to know what hope in wrestling feels like.
Yeah.
I want you to hang on to this moment as long as possible. You know what also helps me? Vodka. Keeps chest real warm.
That's right.
Keeps the hope right there.
It keeps the shit in your heart warm.
Yeah. Because
they're definitely going to shit in my heart.
Oh, directly.
Oh, that's sure. Yeah, that's their toilet. Is your heart.
But then smile, because the next thing might be really good.
It'll be 3 years before I smile at them again.
Okay, you guys, enjoy it. This is the Haley's Comet of Mike wrestling experiences. Yes.
Would any of us have thought 6 months ago that Dolph Ziggler would be main event? I was watching his match with Roman, which was a very good... I mean, all three of them were very good matches.
They're all
very good. All six of those guys can go. It amazes me how quickly Dolph Ziggler can be heated up.
That's what... Yeah, so my answer to that was going to be... I'm trying to find a way to say this because I think he's a great performer. And I think that, you know, I don't think he doesn't phone it in. I think he loves what he does. There are some people where no matter where they are on the card, it feels like a big deal. Mm-hmm. And there are some performers where we know that they're good, but you can heat them up and I believe that they can be in a main event. But if you cool them off and they're in something smaller, I also believe that's where they belong.
Mm, right.
And it might just be that he's just that damn talented.
He's like a goldfish. He's going to
Yeah, he matches the size of his ring.
I was searching for something like that. That's it. That's it exactly.
And for me, I actually think that is maybe a benefit of his as a performer.
He should change his name to Goldfishler. That's what he should do. It'd be an upgrade as far as I'm concerned.
Goldfishler.
Goldfishler. In watching those matches, I had this dream. Because I think Drew
you
McIntyre...
murdered Julian, by the way.
I hear him through the soundproofing laughing. Making me very happy.
By the way, I recently married Julian Burrell.
Recently married.
You have the wedding band on, But I assume, like, for me, mine is light, but yours has got to be, what, 20, 30 pounds just to keep the arms going?
Yeah, it's like Piccolo's weighted clothes that he has
nice.
To walk around with.
Sure. Nice. You have a thunder jacket for your hand.
He's fighting, and he's like, oh, I forgot. I've got this 900-pound suit on, and he takes it off, and he's throwing them Goku punches.
But I was watching it. Drew McIntyre's a guy who I believe should be a world champion in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a good long run.
Yeah, I didn't think when he was in NXT that he was even going to be brought up with this much heat. I had no idea. I mean, he seemed like a big goofy to me in TNA. He seemed like a big goofy to me even when I saw him at PWG. He seemed like a big goofy in NXT. And then he brought him to Raw. And I'm like, hey, I believe that guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, Vince likes big guys. And I think, you know, the creative team has put him in a position where he certainly looks the part. He's never being asked to do anything that, like, exposes. He's not, you know what he's not being asked to do?
What's that?
It's do a bunch of cruiserweight shit. And I feel like every other place I saw him after he left and got really huge, he was doing cruiserweight
like
shit.
Like a tope, like that stuff, the stuff that he can do.
He can do, but it doesn't serve him. It doesn't serve him. It doesn't serve his opponent typically either.
Yes.
So now he's wrestling with big guys, doing big guy stuff, and speaking tough, and also following through with everything he says, which is 100%.
Is it too late to make a BDE joke? Big dude energy? Is it too late?
I've always think about that. I had been working on this tweet in my head forever about big dick energy panels, but I never
EPA, you know, approved.
Yeah, it's too late now for the tweet for sure.
Every penis anywhere approved.
You could go to Costco and get big dick energy panels.
Yeah.
You know?
But all this to say, I was sitting there, like, watching, and I'm fantasy booking the moment that Ziggler steals the title. The two of them are in a world title match together, the third person, and Ziggler steals the pin. And then I'm sitting there thinking, would I rather have McIntyre turn on Ziggler and make Ziggler chase, or would I rather have Ziggler turn heel on McIntyre with someone else? And I think I would rather have Ziggler steal the pin and then have McIntyre chase him, but beat him very quickly.
Wouldn't it be nice to feel like Ziggler is someone who needs to be chased?
Yes, but you would chase him because he's crafty.
And he's chicken shit.
Yeah. And he's a chicken shit heel.
Mm-hmm. I think that'll work great because you can't like him. At this point, he's impossible to like.
Yeah. And if he just keeps doing that thing where he don't wear no moisturizer in his hair.
I love it.
That's automatic heel heat with
it's
me.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Too much flat iron. Too much flat iron, Dolph.
He's like, it looks like it's crimped sometimes. It's great.
Let's talk about Saturday Super Showdown.
Oh, that's
Down
pretty
Under.
Good. That's pretty good.
Kangaroo, Wallaby, and AJ Styles wrestling Samoa Joe.
I love how you twist your face up when you do that.
Thank you.
A camera in here.
I know.
God.
How doing voices is something.
And I'm going to do mocap.
It's something that needs to be seen. Yeah. How doing voices.
The reason I bring it up, not only because it's an important match, is at this point, if Samoa Joe loses a third straight match, even if the first two were a little hinky in how he lost, how does he come back from that? He has to win.
I think so.
Right?
They
booked him in a place where he has to win.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when he doesn't? Because I don't think they're going to put him over.
I think that.
How do you rehab him?
I think we figure out that AJ Styles also has a house in Australia, and his family is also in the house.
The hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm at the Hampton Inn, Wendy.
He's at my hotel.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Get out of my hotel.
It says do not disturb, man.
He's got a big sign that says AJ Styles Hotel Room.
It's got his logo on it.
I wonder which room it is, AJ.
Room P1. I should have known. I just should have known.
No! That's my family!
Aiden English showed his special video one night in Milwaukee.
Okay, I didn't see it. What is? It's a slut shaming angle.
Well, what? He.
It's even dumber.
Allow me to describe.
Oh God.
He answers the door to his hotel room. There's a knock on the door.
Is he wearing clothes?
He's wearing his pants, but no shirt.
Ooh.
So she walks in and she's like, "Aiden, I need to talk to you." He's like, should I put a shirt on? She's like, no, it's fine. There's something I really need to tell you, and I have to tell you now. She says, "I want you," and then the video cuts off, so you don't see the second half of it.
Okay.
And that sends Rusev charging after him.
That does?
Yeah. So and he also runs. Because Rusev runs like a baby.
His legs are too far apart.
Because Rusev is an idiot now.
And he doesn't understand video editing, even though he's on television every week.
Well, she tells him.
Twice a week sometimes.
She says it's not the full video. So it's possible that he's smart enough that he goes after. Yeah. He's going after him just for embarrassing his wife.
Yeah. What I would like is that Rusev is like, you know that we're on Total Divas. I know what editing looks like.
Yeah.
You know that this is another thing we do. You know that I've Snapchatted. I know how to edit something very easily.
Their mixed match challenge match, they were able to, you know, there was no sign of, even though they carried over the storyline a little bit, there was no discord between the two of them. They weren't arguing about it. They just didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
What's the mismatch challenge? I don't watch that.
So the mismatch challenge, it's great. It's Facebook exclusive, which is dumb.
Yeah.
But free.
And the matches, they matter a whole lot, right? They matter a bunch. Is that what happens?
I hate you so much.
It's round robin, so each match matters less.
Oh, fun! And I think
I think it's quadruple elimination.
Yeah. The mixed match challenge is really good for getting people over with segments of the audience that weren't, because I contend that more people falling in love with Carmella happened because of her mixed match challenge matches last year.
Okay. I'm still not going to watch it.
No, if they're good people, I mean, they're really fun, but they don't matter, yeah. I guess is what I'm saying. They're great. I do think that it's a great way to find an audience for people who didn't have one previously or had less of one previously. They get to do more fun stuff, and they get to kind of be in charge of what they do and have fun and play more.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fun, but they don't matter.
Moving on to something that does matter, will Becky lose to Charlotte?
Please don't.
In Australia.
No, please don't. Don't lose.
I hope not.
Crazy town.
I know. I agree. Everything about the build has been great. Their segment was great. I love that, like, there's no way Charlotte can get face pops out of this.
There's no way. There's no reason for Becky to not have this belt at least until Mania. There's no reason.
Right. I agree. I agree 100%. Ty Dillinger had a match with Randy Orton where Ty got his finger bent up by Randy Orton, who put it through the metal that they used to tighten the ring ropes.
It was beautiful.
Oh, it's so... I was like, is he going to legit break his finger?
Randy
is
so...
Are they doing some weird thing where his finger can dislocate on command?
He is so good at making things that are not gross look so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at doing horrible things very safely.
Like a handshake.
And by the way, who sprinkled pixie dust up Ty Dillinger's asshole that he has a program, his first actual real program?
No, and it was great. And I loved... He looked great in that match. Please, please let this be. I like when people get that little bit of spark up their ass.
So yeah. Yeah.
Keep that ass spark.
Keep that ass spark.
You know, it's like the all spark in Transformers. You need that ass spark to be able to.
I need the ass spark. Sam Witwicky. Give me the ass spark. Put it in my ass.
That ass matrix. Yeah.
Transform and shove it up my ass. Ruby Riott. Had a great match with Ronda Rousey.
She's the best.
So good. Both of them worked, but, you know, Ronda Rousey is an in-ring performer. I think we're seeing who will rise up to the level of whoever she's wrestling. Nobody carries her. So she matched a highly skilled performer, and they put on a great match together.
And Ruby is clearly a great ring general. You can see how good she is, and that makes me happy and hopeful for her future as well.
Yeah, it's good to see her back, because when she was injured, it was like, she's been back for a little while now, but it's nice to see
her. But this was like, she was doing matches, but this was like, okay, Ruby Riott's back.
I'm not putting this over. I would have put it over, but instead it's in the script. This is a good tip for you, if you're out there, if you're a quote-unquote worker, and you're in the city of Seattle, and you're looking to get some heat.
Holy shit.
Here's how you do it.
But you know, it doesn't make sense. John Cena teaming with Bobby Lashley.
Kev, it doesn't make sense, you know? It's like having a basketball team in Seattle.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
this continues for five straight minutes, and the look of joy on Kevin Owens' face, him smiling, both of them smiling as they turn to each other and
realized that they had struck oil.
How good it was, and they just kept it going. They were so good at blowing on that fire, and
it was fucking fantastic.
I absolutely loved it.
So here's the thing.
Oh, wait a minute, Daniel. What city are you from?
Interesting.
They do not call us the 12th man for nothing. We are fucking loud, and we are still so fucking mad at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Not just, not the owner. We are mad at the whole state.
The pain is real.
Flames on the side of my face.
Oh.
The Seattle Storm is amazing, and they just won, and Trips gave them a belt, and that's great. I have been so happy about Daniel Bryan and Brie wearing Seattle colors in the ring for the Seahawks and the other things. It's all very nice. You do not bring up the Sonics.
Oh.
I loved basketball so much, you guys.
Hats off to Renee Young for making a Detlef Schrempf reference.
Detlef Schrempf is also a local boy. Like, you know, a lot of times, sometimes people, you know, sometimes people are in the team that they're in just because you get drafted or whatever.
Right.
Detlef Schrempf, when he came from Germany, he went to, I believe, like middle school in Seattle. Like, he went to University of Washington. He is a Seattle boy.
I love the Supersonics. I like the Supersonics a lot. I did not like when they changed their logo in the late 90s. I like the earlier logo better. I like the yellow Sonics. But when last time I was in Seattle, I almost bought Sonics gear. And I was like, I can get this cheaper somewhere else. Because it was like,
I mean, it doesn't matter because it doesn't go to the Sonics anymore. So
yeah, exactly.
Gives a shit.
Exactly.
There's those great shirts that say stolen. I love those. Oh, no. We are hot about it.
I can tell.
So great.
Fucking Elias, you tore a podcast apart. Jesus. You and your damn heat.
So good. So good.
It was very smart.
So many scarves.
It was very, very smart. And I'm sure that Daniel Bryan was like, oh, you want to get heat?
Speaking of Daniel Bryan.
I bet that they cracked that joke on him in the back and he got so mad that they were like, oh, we're doing that outside now.
Yeah. And then he wore the Seahawks trunks and lost to Shelton Benjamin. After interference from The Miz. But the big story here is Shelton Benjamin had a match. And Shelton Benjamin won the match against a popular guy. But
they wanted Seattle to hate so much of this product. It's fine.
It was a really good match. Shelton Benjamin can still go. Do you think they'll use him more from this? Or was he just for this part of the story?
He was fed to the beast.
But he was tweeting this week about, give me a match.
Yeah.
And then again, match.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He was saying he's overlooked
and
underutilized and it's his time. He's tired of being on the bench.
That's always
a
line.
So keep tweeting. So maybe they'll keep putting him in matches.
Yeah. Look, that's always something that I always like when people, the whole I'm better than you give me credit for, why am I just chilling here in the back is always a storyline I'm going to go for.
Yeah.
I hate to do all that dumbass traveling they do and it never get used. That must really suck.
You do all of that to be on an episode of Up, Up, Down, Down?
Yeah, just to get catering and play Madden or some shit.
Wait, hold on.
Because you still
got to
pay
job
for it. No, but you still got to pay for all your travel.
Oh, that's true.
Like, that's right. He's still paying for his travel. He's still paying for the hotel room that he probably splits with, like, Jason Jordan and, you know, whatever other dudes. Ain't got nobody else to stay with. Like, it's rough out here in these freelance streets.
I wonder if all 205 Live gets one hotel room together.
Yeah, they do.
They could fit.
Mm-hmm. At a Super 8.
Head to foot.
Mm-hmm.
They're packed in, like,
You've been to a comedy festival.
I have.
Undertaker, Triple H.
Nope.
Okay, moving on.
He took bumps. It was great.
You
ain't got
see
no
this?
Hair no more.
Yeah, Shawn Mike. I like shaved head Shawn Michaels.
That was weird, man. It's he ain't got no hair.
No, but you know what? I appreciate it.
Because of the skullet before?
Skullet.
Yeah, I get it. I get it for sure. But it was weird. He had no hair under that hat.
I mean, I guess it's just.
He going to wrestle with a hat on? What's he going to do? He going to wrestle with that head?
Look, Elon ain't the only one that can afford a hairline. You ain't telling me that Shawn Michaels can't afford a hairline.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because he's going to look like a penis out there. He's going to look like a penis.
God, yeah.
He's going to look like a penis kicking people in the face.
I'm like a dick.
Testicles.
Suck it is just referring to the top of his head.
I look like a sex toy.
Sex toy.
He's just doing the X like right above his eyebrows.
Oh, God.
He just wears turtlenecks to the ring.
I'm uncut. They think I'm sexy.
If you've got any thoughts,
foreskin music.
I remember the other week when someone asked if our podcast was family friendly, and I was like, sorry.
Oh God, I'm dizzy.
Talking about every part of the penis on this show.
From the rooter to the tuna.
Oh man. We should do this more often, the three of us.
I know, right?
We should make this a thing.
Oh, where we're all doing this podcast once a week? Yeah, we should try to do that.
I got a new podcast called Just the Three of Us Talking Wrestling. Julian can produce it. It'll be great.
I don't know if it's a good idea. Genital wrestling.
Jesse Thorne would not approve.
Or would he? If you've got any thoughts on everything we've talked about, especially the last part, let us know about them at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and at tightsfights on Twitter and Instagram. After the break, we're going to talk all about the pay-per-view events WWE has planned for the next 2 months. That's coming up on Tights and Fights.
I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne, and justice is within your reach.
My mom refuses to take my phone calls.
My boyfriend says I should take our cats with me to graduate school, but I think he should keep them.
In the court of Judge John Hodgman, justice rules.
My partner's board game collection is out of control.
My sister won't stop stealing my clothes.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. I'm tough, but fair. I'll bring you justice, and I'm only a click away.
Tipping, automotive etiquette, siblings, roommates. If you've got a case, go to MaximumFun.org/JJHO. Judge John Hodgman is tough, but fair. Subscribe to the podcast today.
Judge John Hodgman rules. That is all.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Michael Eagle.
This week we want to take a look at one of the parts of pro wrestling that deserves extra attention. This is our main event.
That never doesn't make me happy.
Yeah, it's always a surprise to me. I don't know why at this point.
It's my Wilhelm. It makes me so happy.
Starting this Saturday, WWE kicks off a run of 5 pay-per-views in 2 months. You heard that right.
This is stupid.
2 of them are in international stadiums. 1 does not allow women. And 2 of them are in U.S. arenas.
God damn!
Since these international shows are becoming a regular thing, what do you think of these events that air for at times that for us are sleepy time? So like catch it at 4 a.m. Like they were plugging the Super Show and they're like, catch it at 4 a.m. on Saturday. And then Renee Young was really quick. Like, or if you want to sleep, you can watch it on demand later. Like we realize that is a dumb time.
Yeah, that's not. I've always like I loved Beast in the East. I like these one-off
Beast
shows.
Beast in the East was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
I like them. I like these one-off shows. I like that they respect that some things I'm going to watch later.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the ones, which I won't watch, I'm not watching anything that doesn't have women on it. Not
that's
doing
real.
It.
Real.
I'm not doing it. So I don't mind, but I guess I think in my brain, they also don't count as real pay-per-views.
No, yeah.
In my brain, they are network specials.
You don't expect anything to happen there that will affect
storylines?
No, because,
if they wanted something to happen, they wouldn't have Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker on something.
Right.
That's not a something happens pay-per-view. It's not. That's right.
Somebody could break a hip.
That would happen, but that would be something that did happen. Did Undertaker, did he get bionic? I don't remember.
He did get bionic.
Okay, good. Yeah. He needs it.
His hip, right? Didn't he get a new hip?
Mm-hmm.
Does the timing of it affect either of your desire? Like, I'll catch it later. I don't need to be up. It doesn't make me less likely to watch it.
I'm not going to be up at 4 in the fucking morning.
But are
am
you like,
old.
If you want to watch it, you've already made up your mind before it starts. So you'll find a way to watch it if you want to watch it, right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I have. I don't know. My feelings on these things are evolving because I feel like when they were first introduced, they did feel special. They felt like something apart from a house show and a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. But I think that was kind of how they were promoting him. And now it feels like they're promoting them like pay-per-views.
Yes,
so they're promoting them in a way where it feels like it's part of storylines. And I guess because the matches, like some of these are rematches from the last pay-per-view. You know, yeah. it feels like continuation from the storylines we pay attention to. And in that, I want to pay attention to them. But I also feel like on that last one in Saudi Arabia, nothing happened. Like, nothing of import.
The yeah. only good thing that happened was fucking what's-his-name ending up underneath the ring. That's the only thing.
What was Titus O'Neil?
Titus O'Neil. God. Do you remember anything else from that pay-per-view?
I didn't even remember that.
I remember Braun won it, and they gave him some weird green belt or some green
He got a belt and a trophy?
They're trying to pay $20 million for them to do another one with The Rock as champion, and it's like...
As champion of what?
Champion.
What the fuck?
Evolution, the women's pay-per-view event, is nestled in between Super Showdown and what I'm now learning from reading this is called Crown Jewel. Let's just talk about Crown Jewel for a second. Could not care less.
Don't give a shit.
You tell me Brock's coming back, then I found a way to care less. I thought I couldn't care any less, but I found a way when you said he was coming back. Hasn't been long enough.
Brock doesn't matter to me anymore. His appearance, like whether or not he shows up,
right.
doesn't matter. It used to be that he, and I should say, like, it's because of story.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that it could be like, oh, he just shows up and I know this is going to be a game changer and it's going to be a big deal and blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, no, I would like a story. Right. I don't just want him showing up and Paul Heyman just being there. I love that both of them get a check, but like, no, I need story.
Well, I think the trick is they have to sign him to a contract where he has to show up for more than one Raw a month.
They can't afford it.
He should stay away then. Because then we can't get a story going.
I think keep him away for a year.
Yeah.
Make us miss him.
Brock's not going to turn down money. He's got a family.
Can anyone explain to me the fucking economics of these Saudi Arabian shows? Like... They pay out the ad. They pay an insane amount of money.
A ton of money.
They obviously can't make it from the gate. Like, what is happening?
It's PR. You know, it's like when it's partially PR, but it's
PR
also like they're
who? For them.
For them.
For the country.
Look how advanced we are. We're holding wrestling. The wrestling is coming here. We're filling an arena. And I watched the last one.
I did watch the last one.
And you saw how much of it was, where were they?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. You saw how much of it was like, here's the great thing about Saudi Arabian malls. And now, look, women can drive. And now, look, here, like, it was a tourism commercial. It's a tourism commercial for them to let the world know this is a place where you should come to make money spend money.
So Saudi Arabia, are they marketing to WWE fans?
Maybe. No, they're marketing to corporations because they're seeing how much money Dubai is making.
Right.
Dubai is making stacks by having, Dubai is what Vegas was, where it's like, hey, we'll go and do our corporate thing in Dubai. Doesn't that sound exciting and amazing? And look at all the ways that they will accommodate us because they accommodate, I mean, because any city is going to accommodate big business or whatever. That's what they're going for. They're going for Dubai bucks.
Are things also very gender restricted in Dubai, or is that...
Didn't they have, is that where Alexa Bliss wrestled?
Yes. So in Dubai it is, but... Yeah, they had, and it was fantastic, and I love watching it, and I've watched it a million times. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Abu Dhabi. I believe it was Dubai. I could be wrong. But it was Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss. Mm-hmm. They did have to modify their gear so that they were covered.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to cover their hair or their heads. They just had to cover their bodies, so they wore, like, essentially, like, really cute.
Like Power Ranger clothes.
Yeah, Power Ranger clothes. Yeah.
Like what Nia Jax would wear, like a bodysuit, like a suit. Yeah,
and it was, the match was so good.
Yeah.
And you could see, like, the people in the audience were so pumped to watch. It was the first women's wrestling match there. And the women in the audience and the men and everyone, because they, like, women were allowed to be in the audience and watch. I don't know what the rules are for the Saudi Arabia show. I don't know if women are allowed to go to
that one. Women are allowed to stay at home I can't imagine. If they're not allowed to wrestle there, they're probably not allowed to go. Or if they are, they're up in the nosebleeds or something.
No, they're allowed to go. They just have to be escorted by,
by a man. Oh, my God.
Okay. Jesus fucking Christ. Sickening. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I had such a...
This is why I'm not watching. Yeah, you've got the money that you wanted.
I have such
that's
a
the money you want. You don't want mine.
Terrible cognitive dissonance experience watching that last one. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, I don't know how to square that. Like, you know, we're supposed to represent American values, you know, quote unquote, and the idealism of all that. And it's like, how do you even justify doing this?
And I do, I am happy for the people of Dubai who love wrestling that they get to see wrestling. I'm happy for the women of Dubai who love, or not Dubai, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
For the people of Saudi Arabia who love wrestling, I'm happy they get to go see wrestling. For the women who really want to watch wrestling in Saudi Arabia, I'm happy they get to watch wrestling. But for me, it's like, if you're going to spend the money to have this be a tourism commercial, you say, and you have the power to say this, you take us as we are or you don't take us.
Yeah.
And we'll do like we did in Dubai, mm-hmm. you know, where we had Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss wrestle in Power Ranger outfits. It was amazing and it was powerful and the audience loved it so much. I believe they were even doing women's wrestling chants. It'll fucking make you cry. It's amazing.
I want to pull us out of this. Because we're doing what WWE is doing, which is talking more about Crown Jewel than Evolution, which comes first. Let's talk about that for a second.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing. I'm going to watch that, and I'm definitely going to be like, y'all don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Doesn't it feel like there's almost no build to it at all?
Because they're promoting too many things.
It's they're promoting too many things, and the more that they're doing, the more that Evolution feels like a consolation prize.
And here's how dumb they are. They got SmackDown 1000 coming and do an Evolution faction reunion on that show as if we're not already fucking confused enough.
Right.
The name of the women's pay-per-view, the first one, is when they choose to reunite the faction of the same name as all men on a SmackDown 1000 show. What the fuck are these people doing?
What is the right frequency for a pay-per-view? Is one a month good?
Yes.
Yeah. And then if you're going to do a special event, they should be once a season.
Do you think that Evolution should just be one of the 12 pay-per-views in a year?
Yes.
I think Evolution should happen twice a year.
That's also a good call. Either way, they should have enough space around it so the storylines can properly build for it. Because right now, what is happening except for a bunch of random-ass matches?
Exactly.
Yeah. They'll be amazing. They will be amazing because they have to be.
Yeah.
But there's no story.
Won't have the impact. It won't feel like it won't feel like there's continuity to it, and that's the issue. Like a good pay-per-view, you have an interesting story leading in, and then an interesting story that comes out of it.
Yep.
Whether it's a continuation or the denouement of one story and the beginning of another.
Yeah.
If you've got any thoughts on all the upcoming WWE pay-per-views, keep the conversation going on facebook.com/group/tightsfights and @tightsfights on Twitter and Instagram. When we come back, we've got some things from the world of wrestling that you should know about. That's coming up on Tights and Fights.
I love it.
Oh, good
man,
stuff.
Every time.
Well, I hope that you're enjoying this podcast you're listening to as much as we are pretending to. But anyway, why not listen to another podcast, too? It's called The Flophouse.
And on our podcast, we have recently watched a movie, often a bad movie, and we review it on our podcast, but mainly talk about other stuff and, I don't know, hang out.
It's all about hanging out, feeling like you're being with your best friends. Who are your best friends? Us three. Dan McCoy, Emmy Award-winning writer for The Daily Show, Stuart Wellington, owner of the best bar in Brooklyn, Hinterlands, and Elliot Kalin, former Emmy-winning head writer for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, former head writer of Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return, so many things. Author of the upcoming children's book,
All Right, that's enough.
The Elliot's credits just go on and on.
Yeah, but if you like the idea of listening to three funny guys talk about bad movies, then why not come over and listen to The Flophouse? It's available at MaximumFun.org or wherever fine podcasts are found.
So get out of here.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Michael Eagle.
This week we want to end the show. I like that we say this week. Because I guess some weeks we don't do it, but this week we are going to do it. We're going to end the show by sharing some of the joy of pro wrestling with you.
Joy!
This is the three count. Three ringy dingies. Danielle, what do you want to put over?
I am putting over Fabulous Truth versus Almas and Vega. Particularly, I am putting over that amazing fucking transition into the Code of Silence.
It was incredible.
Are you kidding
that
me?
That was fucking incredible.
If you want to see, so there is, and obviously they're not the best if you want to avoid spoilers, but I do love this account on Twitter. They are at Total Divas Eps, mm-hmm. Or TDE Wrestling. They do fantastic gifts of everything. I don't know if they used to just do like women's gifts, but they do everything now. You can find them gifting all the stuff. And so if you want to just see a short breakdown of that, it is a thing of beauty that both shows off how great Carmella is at this when they let her be great and how great Vega is, because obviously, like, you know, she's doing half of the work. I don't know if there's a clip or anything for that. I don't need there to be one. Oh, here we go.
Trying to surprise Carmella. Wait for the kick.
Double leg by Zelina.
Vega. Nearly out there. Traversal. Code of Silence. Code of Silence. Vega taps out.
Mwah. It was amazing. And again, I'm hoping it sucks that she had to eat Vega to do it. Because I love Zelina, and I'm excited to see her do more things.
Right.
But yeah, Carmella was, and I slept on her for a while. I did, because unfortunately she was paired with the two worst people in the world for forever, and it took a while for that stank to get off of her.
It was bad.
But it turns out when you don't treat her like a female version of the worst thing on the roster, she's actually pretty fucking great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mike, what do you want to put over?
Oh man, so you guys know how I enjoy professional wrestling.
Yeah. I had hope this week.
Yeah, and
big steps.
When I'm not enjoying wrestling, I am a professional rap musician.
Yes,
and
I think some people might know that, but
mm-hmm.
I think most people think of you as a professional wrestling fan.
Yeah, always good to get it out there.
I thought it was good to remind people. This week, those things overlapped in a very interesting way. There is a wrestling rapper named Shiloh Jones.
I don't even know what is happening with this.
Yeah.
This is so fucking bonkers.
This is insane.
So his gimmick is that he raps real bad. And in truth, he also raps real bad. And
he's living his gimmick.
Yes.
Mike making it spicy in the booth.
Interesting.
And I'm sorry, I'm putting it over. He made this wonderful video this week displaying his rapping skills in a grocery store, and he was directing some raps at me.
Okay.
And they were really, really great. They were so good, I had to share them with you guys today. I just, like, who would I be if I didn't share this goodness?
Yeah. All right, let's hear a clip.
That's the sound of a grocery store.
Yeah.
Price check on whackness.
Oof.
Down on aisle 3.
That's amazing.
We got a fire sale on haters. I'm talking OME.
Those are my initials.
Seems like ego got you all swerved and confused.
That's an insider
sneaking
term.
To my house? Must be nuts, like some cashew.
He held up cashews.
Oh, boy.
See, Mike, I want your clearance aisle ass face to face.
Clearance
aisle? That sounded very sexual.
So Shiloh Jones can eat you up like free samples, son.
He wants to eat your ass?
Yes.
See, no games.
And
no
a little
sneaking
cup.
Up behind me.
It's hot.
Mike, you like some uncooked
this
chicken.
This is my favorite line.
Cold. Slimy.
Cold. Slimy.
I'm calling you out. This Wednesday, you versus me.
What?
The rap battle of the century.
Wait, what?
What people want to see.
Come Nobody on, wants Mike, to see
up.
That.
Yeah. Get folded like a futon. There won't be anything to save. Video Dave can save his coupon.
That's the D's
involved. Why are you
people?
Bringing Video Dave into this?
What?
Video
that's
Dave.
That's enough. Stuff, that's sorry. Enough, Julian.
No, Video shit. Dave ain't done nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good rapping, right, guys? This is great.
Oh,
that was,
Mike,
that was
what
great.
Is happening?
I was waiting for
you
to. Do you have another clip that has good rapping in it?
Wait a minute, but that.
I mean,
did we hear the same thing? My God.
When you said bad, I thought it was like Michael Jackson bad. Not
where it was
not
good.
Tito Jackson bad.
Mike, I don't. how are you being one-sidedly feuded at? What is this?
I'll tell you the mistake I made. A couple weeks ago, I flew down there. It was real bad. Because he's been calling me out for a while, right?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I had some spare money in the old business account, and I flew on down to Louisville because he had an open challenge after he'd been talking all the mess about me on the internet. So I flew down there, and I answered his challenge, and I rapped at him, and he got real mad. And I thought it was over then.
There was video of this on Twitter.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw it.
Yeah.
It was pretty clear, like... You put it pretty clear that you do this professionally, and he does not rap.
And he didn't really want that. He didn't want it, apparently. But I thought it was over then. Yeah. But then, this wonderful grocery store video. So I guess it's still going on. I don't know what I'm gonna do about it now.
Oh, good Lord! It's getting warm in here. The temperature just went up like 5 degrees.
It's so warm in here. My glasses are fogging again.
Okay, I'm gonna center us for a second. We're going to move out of the grocery store and move into a restaurant, in quotes, for what I'm putting over, which is Table for Three. I love Table for Three.
I love Table for Three as well.
And this week, after Raw, was the reunion that we've all been waiting for of the three-man band, Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, and Drew McIntyre. And Danielle, have you seen this yet?
I haven't seen that
because one. You will love it because you love Friends, and the three of them are Friends.
Are they best friends?
And they are best friends. But the part I wanted to cut, there are tons of great memories in there and how it was formed. And because really, it's not like 3MB was a huge hit.
Right.
And they're very honest about that, about what it was. But my favorite part.
I loved 3MB when it was funny.
Yeah, look, it was a good time. They talk about WLC.
Oh, boy.
But my favorite part is at the end when Heath Slater talks about his understanding of his role in wrestling and what he does well. Here's a clip.
But, you know, like with Nexus and Core, and then, you know, we did the 3MB, and then after that I was in the Social Outcast, and then
damn, he was a four-time champ.
He was in everything.
I know my role. You know, I know that I'm the funny guy, you know, but I can be serious, and I can do the upsets, you know. But I've always just wanted to be a wrestler, an entertainer, and, you know, it's just one of those things that I'm fortunate and lucky enough to do it on the biggest stage, you know, so... I'm that type of guy, like, if you throw it at me, I'll make sure it works type deal. So, me, I just want to be involved, man. I want to stay healthy, provide for my kids and my wife, and stay involved.
He actually does got kids.
He do got kids.
He got kids. I love it. That does it for Tights and Fights. We are a podcast on the Maximum Fun Network. This week, your hosts were Danielle Radford and Mike Eagle, along with me, Hal Lublin. I'm going to be on the road this coming week with Welcome to Night Vale. I'm joining them in Chicago and staying all the way through to Philadelphia, the close of the tour. So if you live in one of the cities we're hitting, which are very quickly, Chicago, Ann Arbor, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Newark, Portland, Maine, and Glenside, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philly.
There's no real place.
It is so. It's by the side of the Glen. Come see the show. Come say hi. If there are tickets left near you, you can find out at welcometonightvale.com. So check that out, Danielle.
As per usual, I've gotten more patrons. That makes me really happy.
Hey, patrons. Hey.
Thank y'all so much for joining me and stuff.
Oh.
My Patreon's still doing the thing, still going strong. You can also catch me I can talk about this. So they're relaunching Fangirling as more of a panel show on Nerdist and on Alpha. And I am, I'm not in the panel, but I am their guest on the panel for the first two episodes. And I believe those are going to be dropping this week or next week. So
nice. Check
that out. And if you have some money that you'd like to give me in any way, whether you want me to perform for it at a show that you have, or if you just want to put some on me because you internetly, you can do all of those things.
Internetly.
Like you can't. I will not show up so you can throw money at. Well, it depends on how much money.
Yeah, it does depend on.
It depends on how much money.
If everybody's got a prize,
like a flight plus 500, maybe.
I will show up for that. Yeah, for sure. If it's, hey, Danielle, I'll meet you at the Galleria, but you have to let me balance a stack on your head, I will take that stack.
A stack like 1,000?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, you would too. You would.
Yeah.
Someone was like, hey, Open Mike Eagle, I want to meet you in this grocery store and rap at you about chicken.
Yeah, I've done worse for less.
Yeah.
I've done so much worse for less.
All right, Mr. Cashew Chicken, anything you need to promote?
That is not my name, sir.
Fair enough.
All right. I put out a song called Relatable. I'm putting out a project really soon, so be on the lookout for that. And I'm going on tour. I'm going to be in Europe, going to be in Germany, and the Czech Republic and Poland.
I like you learning this.
No, there's a Z. I get it. There's a Z.
France. Yeah, the abbreviations. I don't understand them at all. I'm
I'm going to the Czech Republic.
You leave my people alone. Why do I feel so attacked this episode?
I'm going to Cubic Zirconia Republic.
And then in the States, I'm going to be in Seattle, Portland, Oakland, Orange County, Tempe, Arizona, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and Las Vegas this fall. Find tickets to all those things at MikeEagle.net, or you can find a link on my Twitter, Mike, or at Mike_Eagle.
And you have a label now.
I do.
Ooh.
I'm putting out my music, my motherfucking self.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Support indie wrestling. Or, sorry, rapping.
No, sure. All of it.
And also
support indie.
Support Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Our producer is the Legion of Groom, the King of the Wedding
Congratulations!
Ring, Julian Barrow. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music as well, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and at tightsfights on Twitter and on Instagram. If you love the show, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share us with all your friends. Thank you so much to the Maximum Fun members who make a portion of their monthly recurring contribution come our way. We appreciate it so much. We're recording our next episode early, so we will not have any reactions to any of the events from this upcoming week, but we'll still be back for more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.